Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains traded both sides of unchanged today. Higher for corn, higher for soybeans, and then lower for both Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Corn on the front end, December, up 2.25 cents at 376.25. November beans, 16.75 higher at 10.41. Today was the first notice day for November beans, so now January will become the primary spot month or front month. January was up 12.75 at 10.42. Had about a 35 cent trading range across the board for those beans, so they continue to be very volatile. The wheat futures down 10 in Kansas City, December. July 2015 down 7.5 at 597.75. So just below $6 there. Chicago wheat down 4.25 in December at 531.75. Japan's big announcement that they were going to continue to put money into the economy and keep their interest rates low really drove the markets today, drove the stock market, the Dow Jones, to all-time highs. Even after the 6 or 8% sell-off on the Ebola news, it's come roaring back. The U.S. dollar index is really strong, up 75 points today. It was up a whole point at one point.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This next week, we'll have the normal USDA reports, such as crop progress and condition, Monday afternoon. We're expecting it to be 85 to 90% completed on soybean harvest, somewhere around 64% on the corn harvest. And then in Brazil, South America, soybean planting, it's a big deal right now, about 35% complete. They've been significantly behind schedule. So if they can get caught up here, I think that's one reason why the grains have been rallying, is the fact that they haven't been able to get their crop in the ground. And if they begin to, then that should be bearish longer term. And then Tuesday, we have the latest round of Informa Economics. Soybean and corn production numbers, that'll be Tuesday morning. Sometimes those numbers move the market, other times not so much. And then on the next Monday, after that, we'll have the next USDA monthly report, which also updates the corn and bean production numbers. Now, funds today, big buyers in beans, bought about 10 to 15,000 contracts of beans. As for the second or third day in a row, I guess, a big buying on behalf of the hedge funds. So it's interesting to see as they try to get long, even though they're overpriced in terms of the relativity to corn and wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. December live cattle closing down 127 at 166.05. February down 137 at 166.10. November feeder cattle 7 lower at 234.15. January unchanged at 228.47. December lean hogs up 82 at 88.02. February up 110 at 88.05. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat closing down 8.25 at 593.75. March down 8.25 at 599. December Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 532.5. December corn up 2.75 at 376.75. March up 2.25 at 389.25. November soybeans up 22.25 at 1046.5. January up 19.5 at 1049.25. December cotton down 5 at 64.45. March down 10 at 62.92. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.